بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah تبارك وتعالى الواسع. When we call out to Allah تبارك وتعالى we say يا واسع يا غفار يا رحيم يا رحمن يا واسع. Just to once again make some mudhakara, Al-Wasi'u, the all-encompassing. Al-Wasi'u is that independent being whose generosity has encompassed his needy servants and whose sustenance has encompassed his entire creation. His mercy and bounties are unfolded. Nothing can render Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helpless. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's mercy encompasses everything. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in Quran Sharif, my mercy encompasses all things. And the reality is whatever we enjoying in this world is only through the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And more than that, the fazal of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the fazal of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As our beloved Shaykh Zaman Abdul Hamid Sahib Mubarakatuhu says, fazal of Allah bansela. Allah is giving free of charge. We haven't done anything to receive it. Allah is just giving it. Even a'mal also, iman also, what have we done really to deserve iman? That is why we try every day, encourage our satis also. One dua in the day, only make shukr to Allah. One dua in the day, don't ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for anything. Only thank Allah jalla jalaluhu. And the biggest thanks we can give to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is, ya Allah, you have only allowed me to make sajda to you and nobody else. Ya Allah, I love you for that. Ya Allah, I love you for that. That you allowed me only to make sajda to you. That you created me, خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكُ. Ya Allah, you made me, created me, and I'm only your slave and nobody else's slave. And thank Allah for that. Ya Allah, that enough is a ni'mat and bounty. But Allah Ta'ala to release us, who is there to save us? It's only the fadl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we have iman. How much we are looking after the iman, caring for the iman, maintenance plan for the iman. For this is a daily effort, whether a person is at home, is going out, but it's a daily effort, and a person has to be conscious every moment of his life in regards to iman. In regards to iman, you know how iman fluctuates. How iman fluctuates. If you say, put a candle out on a windy day, this fear it might be blown out. So a person has to cover it, make sure it doesn't go out. So iman also like that, we go to all these avenues, it can happen anytime. And what's more frightening, I still think I have iman. When I'm doing such things or saying such things also, there's a part of iman. It's only the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's mercy has enveloped the universe. If for a split second, Allah ta'ala's mercy is removed, Allah ta'ala's mercy is removed, the universe will be destroyed. Completely. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. Allah encompasses everything. So we are living in the rahmat of Allah, in the fadl of Allah. And every living thing, its life and soul, is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If His special gaze falls onto anybody to a greater extent, this individual person becomes immersed in complete mercy. That is why our Kabir teaches also, when you go to the Roda of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, rahmatul lil alameen. Then we make this dua also, that we believe in hayatul Nabi. The Nabi alayhi salatu salam is alive in the qabr. The life in the qabr, so when we go there, he's aware that I am standing there right now. So we make this dua, that Ya Rasulullah, ek nazar shafqat dal dijiye. O Nabi of Allah, just through one nazar and one glance of your rahmat and shafqat upon me. Zindagi ban jayegi. My life will be made. How you looked one time, Khalid bin Walid and he came, his whole life changed. Wahshi, his life changed. Hind, her life changed. One sahabi came, just your nazar fell on them. And from where to where, as Hazrat says, jo khud be rahte, those that were completely off the right track, jo khud be rahte, wo alam ke hadi ban gaye. They became the guides of mankind till qiyamah. Completely far away from deen, one nazr shafqat fell on them, one glance of rahmat of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam fell on them, the entire taqdeer changed. So we go there also, ya Nabi, ya Rasulullah, one nazr shafqat throw upon me, my life will change. So we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for His mercy. Allah Ta'ala's one nazar, Allah Ta'ala's one wave of rahmat. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain also the rahmat of Allah. He said, how much in the oceans right now, these impurities being pumped into there. Sometime an oil leak, oil spill, whatever it may be. And if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to cleanse it out, just one wave Allah Ta'ala can use. Just one, and it happens also. Just one wave, everything is cleaned out. Person now who will dive into that water of that ocean, tahir mutahir, he'll become pure. It remains pure and will make him pure also. Just one wave Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. You see, in the same way Allah's rahmat, just one wave has to catch us. One wave of rahmat and one wave of maghfirat, entire life will be changed and all the gunas are maaf. This is one wave. But for that, we have to present ourselves. لِلَّهِ نَفَحَات. There are occasions and times Allah Ta'ala throws the rahmat of His. Who is there now to catch it? Very beautifully, when I use Qudus Ibrahimullah, I should explain also. He would say that when it comes to our radios, in the old days we had that knob. You have to catch the station. It wasn't digital. So you had to turn the knob and get that frequency. So Ma'ana would say that you can't see the frequencies, the A waves, they're there. They're there in the air, in the sky. You got to tune that radio to catch the certain station. The same way Allah Ta'ala's A waves of Rahmat are there. You got to tune the heart. How are you going to tune the heart? You're going to be sitting in the right majlis, go out in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, students of deen, mashallah. Now they're sitting in class also. Everyone is on holiday. They are the mujahideen of the time. Leaving home in the morning, or going to madrasa and sitting there. Everybody is off and on a holiday, but they are the ones now sitting in madrasa. Just today we're discussing with the students also, just to digress a bit. That the different riwayat is mentioned also, that person, man talab al-ilm, yuhya bihi al-islam. The person who goes out to study knowledge, to seek knowledge, can be for us also. We come now to seek knowledge. So that person who goes out to seek knowledge, our real talab and true desire, then between him and Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam in Jannat will be a difference, only one stage. Only one stage. We want the penthouse. Allah said, I'll give it to you. But the intention is, لِيُحْيَ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That he's going out in the path of Allah to seek knowledge so that Islam may be revived in the world. That haq must prevail and batil must be crushed. Haq in the truth and deen must prevail and batil and falsehood must be destroyed. So we say this thing, what does it mean right now? That the haq must prevail. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah would say in regards to talib ilm, the young boy that is going in the path of Allah, our Hadrat says so beautifully, when he steps out of his house or out of his room to go to a class, Hadrat says, you're creating chaos in the heavens right now. Allah Ta'ala says, quickly, malaika dispatched, go lay down your wings for them. My VVIP guests now are on the move right now. Go and welcome them. Not even business class or first class. Allah Ta'ala's classes. Allah Ta'ala's mehman. Because you're going to sit right now in a majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Allah, qala Rasul. To the extent, when Imam Dola Sahib would mention also, even the sleeping of the alim and sleeping of the student, shouldn't sleep in class now. But even his sleeping also is mubarak, and even that is ibadat. Because he's sleeping to get strength to study even more thereafter. He's just sleeping to do dunya. He's sleeping now to get strength to make more mutala'ah, more takrar, to go back to sabaks. There's chaos in the heavens right now. The Allah Ta'ala special guests are moving in the path of Allah. Whether there's jamaats that are going out right now, whether we're coming for majlis, whether the students of deen are sitting in class, they might think everybody has gone out. We are sitting, we're getting left behind. Not left behind, you've gone far ahead. They are gone far ahead. Qiyamah's day, when is a day to smile, they'll be the one smiling. We're the one smiling, alhamdulillah. And we can imagine on that day of Qiyamah, who will make the istiqbal? Who will welcome them? Not Abu Huraira, who was Mashad Muhaddis of the time, studying Hadith, or Qirat, Ubay bin Ka'ab, and whichever department of deen, subhanAllah, they will be there. Those that are moving in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going 40 days, they're going 4 months right now, all in a merry and a holiday mood right now. But they're going in the path of Allah, sitting in ta'alim, going for gush, etc. Who will make the istiqbal? Possibly Abu Uwaida bin Jarrah, radiallahu anhu, Sa'di Abi Waqas, radiallahu anhu, marhaba, ahlan wa sahla. When dunya is going one way, you're going the right way. So they go out in the path of Allah so that deen may be established in the world. What is deen being established in the world? Now we can see it, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala save us from these avenues and the different menus and venues that people are going to and thinking now is the place to be. Is that a place to be? When our kabir make dua, Ya Allah, deen ka bol bala farma. Ya Allah, let your deen prevail in the world. And then they make dua. Ya Allah, be haya ko khatam farma. Deena ko khatam farma. Sharab khori ko khatam farma. They make all these duas, Ya Allah. Destroy zina in the world. Destroy immodesty in the world. Ya Allah, all is nashna or ghana. This dancing and disco and bioscope. Ya Allah, usko khatam. Ya Allah, destroy it. But the student of deen who's being in the path of Allah, this should be his intention. Ya Allah, deen must be established and all these haram things must be destroyed. Where haya and modesty prevails in the world. Now, even good families, Hazrat says, good families, sometimes ulama-i karam also, deeni workers also, holiday mood. Now, we all sit together, sister-in-law and brother-in-law and cousin is there, all sitting together. As of now, we got no creator. The nafs now is the God. So free for all, we all sit, all laughing and joking. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upset right now. Allah is naraz. How can I be happy with my creator if my Allah is upset with me? And then the children now, because they're on holiday, now just to keep them busy, put the TV on, put the cartoon on, give them the cell phone, give them the iPad. Just keep them busy now. Keep them busy. Ya Allah. With the dua is, Ya Allah, establish the deen of Allah in the world. All these things must be destroyed in the world. So that talib ilm, the student of deen, is going in the path of Allah. Those are moving in the path of Allah. We're coming here for the same purpose. Ya Allah, all these avenues right now, where there's so many hundreds, maybe thousands, that are flocking to all these haram venues, just to pass time only. But as Hakim Zab will say, they're not passing time, they're failing time. They're not passing time, they're failing time. It will be a wabal, be a calamity upon them on the day of Qiyamah. Hi, what we did. How we spend those moments without the remembrance of Allah. How we forgot. It was just a merrymaking in the dunya. Before we knew it, now we're already in the qabr. And what happened? So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Sufyan Thawri Rahimullah would say also in regards to the student of deen. He would say one is a mujahid in the path of Allah. The mujahid in the path of Allah. And if you read tafsir of Adiyati Dabha, what a beautiful tafsir. Our Kabir make tafsir of the surah about the horse in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How the mujahid wakes up early part of the morning and he senses the enemy is close. And as he wakes up, even his horse, his loyal horse, just feels something that my master is awake. Even the horse senses it. Because the closeness, the ta'alluq, very intelligent animal. He senses that my master is awake right now. But the horse lifts the head up. And it senses the master is moving, something is happening. He must just make a sound. And that horse jumps up on all fours. And is heading towards the master. He just understands the body language. Master jumps on, mujahid jumps on. He's got his sword in the hand, shield in the other hand. And he just gives a bit of kick and he makes a sound, the horse understands. This is now, you've got to move. This is taqaza. Naqad tashkil is on right now. Doesn't ask, doesn't wait, what's going to happen. He's ready to give life for the master. Loyalty. And then Mufassirin say that horse goes at full speed and it sees, he understands the danger ahead right now. We're going to the battlefield. It understands that possibly my life will be taken right now. But it knows loyalty to the master. The master takes it full speed into the battle. And if he has to pull the reins, would break, the animal is prepared to stop, dead stop, even though the legs of it will break. But I stop my master. I'm loyal to him. If I drop, I'll wake up again and help him to get up again. So first Syrians say, this is a lesson for every believer. When Allah Ta'ala calls at Fajr time, jump and run. Jump and run. The animal is so loyal. Go at full speed for the master. Allah that is giving us everything. For us to jump up, Ya Allah, labbaik wa sa'adik. I'm ready, O my Allah, to give my life. Leave the sleep. Throw the sleep away. How can I sleep? Allah is waiting for me. The Sufyan Thawri will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that mujahid wakes up in the morning and he just calls out to the horse, jumps on a horseback and he's got sword in his hand and shield in the other hand. And his intention is, Ya Allah, batin must break. Falsehood must break right now. And haq must prevail. The flag of Islam must be elevated in the entire world. We can imagine now Allah's help with him and how Allah smiles at him. Look at this mujahid. He says, by the qasam of Allah, that young talib ilm is going in the path of Allah early in the morning to madrasa is nothing different than that mujahid. When he wakes up and he puts on his clothing, and he uses his miswak, and he leaves the home with his pen in his pocket, kitabs in his hand, or Quran in his hand, That's his sword and that's his shield. His intention is, Ya Allah, deen must prevail in the world. That all these avenues, Ya Allah, that are displeasing to you must come to an end. And there must be a pure environment in the world. Where it's conducive to deen, conducive to iman, to a'mal. And how is that going to happen? When we give the da'wat of it. When we speak about it. As we mentioned, our Kabir say, if you want something to come into your life, then speak about it 25 times a day. Give it da'wat. If you can't 25 times a day, make it 5 times at least, but start. Fajr namaz, speak to the family, speak to the children, make muzakara. This, for this to come into my heart, into my life. At least for 2 months, 40 days. For 40 days, speak about that one thing I want to come into my family, into my life, into my home. To do or not to do. Carry on speaking about it. You see, through da'wat, then iman will be revived. And through tazkiyat tasawwuf, then iman, amal, akhlaq will be refined. So ta'aleem will be revised. Will be revived and refined and revised. Person has complete deen. Then you see how he'll enjoy the ma'rifat of Allah. Now he understands my Allah. Now to go against the grain, to go is nothing. It's easy now, alhamdulillah. We don't do these things. We've got akhirah to work for. We'll enjoy what we're doing, tasbihat. As Hazrat mentioned one time, subhanallah, he will say that one old baji mentioned to him, says Hazrat, when we were young, we had full teeth. Then the old people used to have dry roti and dar for supper. So you ask the mother, what's to supper tonight? He said, no, there's some dry roti and dar. He said, no, we want burgers and pizza. And when you eat to the old people, and they used to eat the dry roti and dar, they say, bohawat, bohawat. So tasty, so tasty. You say, what tasty? And because they got no teeth. That's why they don't know about burger and pizza. So he mentioned to us, he said, now we've gone old. And now the dry roti and dar is bohawat. What's in the pizza and burger? He said, this is food. This is real food. Right now, the taste buds have become baligh. He says, now we haven't become baligh. So everything else is entertaining us. All things of dunya that entertain the kuffar, entertaining me also. Hazrat says, get over it now. All his entertainment and all his this futile activities, get over it. Do real men things. Or who are men? Sahaba, rijal. La tulihim tijara wa la bi'una dhikrillah wa iqamis salah wa ita'i zakah. Allah Ta'ala classifies sahaba as rijal, you are real men. Who are real men? The tijarat, the trade and commerce, buying and selling did not distract their hearts at all from the dhikr of Allah. Iqamis salah, establishing salah and giving the zakat. To spend in the path of Allah, subhanallah, what hearts they had. These were real men. Where they spend their wealth, how they spend their wealth. That's why we're emphasizing over and over again, have ta'aleem at home, sit with the family, read the incidents of sahaba, iman will get revived. These are real sahaba, these are real men, sahaba radiallahu anhum. Just one incident. Just one incident mentioned Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib. Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib. Family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One day he was walking Madina Munawwara, and he sees a slave, Abyssinian slave, sitting and partaking of meals. And with him there was a dog. So every luqma, every morsel he eats, he throws one morsel to the dog. So he's amazed. Look at this. He's a slave himself and sharing with the dog. So he approaches him and he tells him, this is the dog, I'm amazed at you. This is good food. A dog doesn't have to be given such good quality food. You could give it something else. So he says, the dog is very loyal to me. I feel ashamed that I'm eating good food and I give it inferior quality food. He says, what a slave this is. He says, this is also the makhluk of Allah, creation of Allah. So he asks him, who do you belong to? I'm a slave, I belong to Awlad Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. I belong to the family and the children of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he goes to the family of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. And he tells them, I wish to purchase. There's a certain orchard, there's a slave working there, I wish to purchase that orchard. But they say, no, Abdullah bin Ja'far, we are a royal family, we'll give it to you, take it. He says, no, I insist I will pay for it. And they went on. Finally, they came to a price. He agreed to it, he purchased it. After he purchased it, he said, another transaction, another deal. The slave that is working in there, I wish to purchase him also. So they say, the slave grew up with us. If he has to leave us, it will break our hearts. He's here very long with us. He said, I want to purchase him. allow me to, please, please, please do it. Finally, they gave in. So he paid the price of the slave also. Went back to the orchard. These were real men. He went back to the orchard and he told the slave that I purchased this orchard from Awlad-e Uthman. So the slave, Mubarak to you, what an excellent deal you've made. So he says, not only that, I purchased the slave and I purchased you also. So he says, may Allah Ta'ala make me obedient to you also. He says, in return for this, I set you free and I give this orchard to you. And I give this orchard to you. And look at this slave. He's ecstatic. I got freedom after so many years, although living a good life, plus an orchard also. These were real men. He says, Abdullah bin Ja'far, your generosity. He says, by the qasam of Allah, I make this orchard that you have given me a private waqf to the awlad of Uthman. I make it a private waqf to the family of Uthman bin Affan. What men these were. What hats they had. What ma'rifat of Allah. Didn't now, did not disturb them, distract them from dhikrullah. The remembrance of Allah, establishing salah, giving zakat. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمٌ تَتَقَلَّبُ. They feared the day in which the eyeballs will be turned over. When the eyeballs will be turned over, they were fearful. They saw that day in front of them every day. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu sitting with his wife, burst out crying. No, Rawaha, ma yubkik, what makes you cry? Can't control himself. Sitting at home with the wife. What makes you cry? He says the Quranic ayat, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, that every person will have to pass over Tul Sirat. I don't know how Ibn Rawaha will pass. She starts crying also. This was the home of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Didn't distract them. And what enjoyment they had in that. As a Bilal radiallahu anhu, on his deathbed. And his wife said, wah Bilal, oh Bilal, you're going to leave us. Bilal, and he's smiling and he's laughing. She said, Bilal, you're laughing? You're smiling? He said, غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدَ وَصُحْبَةً. I already saw in my dream that tomorrow morning breakfast is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my Sahaba or my Sahaba, my friends, I'm waiting to meet them. How that desire can come into our hearts. That's why we have these avenues, where this talab of ilm, talib ilm, majalis, to go out in the path of Allah. So this da'wat is to be given. They say, Mallam yad'u yud'a. Person doesn't give the da'wat, he'll be invited. He doesn't invite, he will be invited. The wife will invite, the children will invite, the family. Come over, come. We don't give the da'wah towards the haqq and the truth and the right way, then naturally we will be enlightened. And now not only that, Hazrat says that one time to go to certain avenues of vice and sin, we had to leave the house. Now they brought the whole bioscope in the house, all on the cell phone. The music and the movies, everything on the cell phone. Within the home, Allah Ta'ala protect us. So this is what we are trying to do. What we are trying to do, our salah, Quran, dhikr, some taqwa, piety, is that our doing. As our Kabir say, Allah is allowing us to do it. Allah is just allowing us to do it. Otherwise we don't have the strength. We don't have the spirituality also to take one qadam to one step forward. If Allah Ta'ala's special gaze falls onto anyone, to a greater extent, this individual person becomes immersed in complete mercy. This is reserved for that person who has annihilated his existence. Has annihilated his existence. Me kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. Allah, I am nothing and nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I belong to Allah wa ana abduk. Allah, I am your slave, I belong to you. And more than that, his existence means all his desires and khashishat is annihilated him completely. He's only living in the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, according to the desire and wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the da'wat Mar Ilyas ibn Rahimullah is to give also. That manchahi zindagi, that to leave out that life which your nafs and your heart tells you to lead, to leave that, and to lead a life which is desirous by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is la ilaha illallah. Not the life that I want to lead, the life that Allah ta'ala wants me to lead. That is kalima la ilaha illallah. So to understand la ilaha illallah, for that we have to give the da'wat, we have to speak about it, we have to come to the program, we have to study our ilm, understand our deen, and then we'll see this kalima will come into the deep crevices of the heart. Then to make amal upon deen will become very easy. Not only easy, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, to give up guna will become enjoyable. To give up sin will become enjoyable. That now not to go and eat out, we eat at home. Yeah, we're relaxed, so comfortable. Yeah, sometimes we have to go somewhere, make sure it's halal, etc. But to go and sit there to the extent, in Kitab is mentioned also, that in a Islamic country, if a person has to sit in an open area and eat in public, they say even his shahadat and his testimony in the court, Sharia court, is rejected. Is rejected because he's not a man of self-honor. Doesn't have self-honor, he's eating in public. Doesn't care who's looking at him. They say, now you should control yourself. Eat somewhere and now it's a bit private. This person has surrendered his every moment to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Al-Wasi'u, that is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. For the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gaze of mercy moves away, and Allah ta'ala's gaze of mercy doesn't move away. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that those people, Allah Ta'ala put a seal upon their hearts, upon their ears, upon their eyes. They're blind. They can't see the haqq. They're deaf. They can't hear it. They can't fathom it. Is it that Allah Ta'ala put the seal? Is it now they have gone beyond the limits? Allah's system is your heart will get sealed. That Allah Ta'ala wants to seal the heart. You've exceeded the bounds. Allah has limits. You've exceeded the bounds. You've trespassed. So by default, this will happen to you. So that person who has Allah Ta'ala's gaze of mercy moves away. Failure and loss is his lot. No matter what means he has at his disposal, he remains destitute. He can be a multi-millionaire, but this is still to a poor man. And the poor man doesn't have anything, but he's contented. We say he is king. He's got qana'atan, he has contentment in his life. This is that person who gives preference to his own desires over the desire of his creator and master. When these people are deprived of even an atom of mercy, punishment descends upon them. Why should we not foster a relationship with this being, Jalla Jalaluhu, who is in control of everything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his vast power, knowledge and mercy, forgives in great abundance. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ وَيَعْفُ And Kathir, Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala forgives plenty also. Allah just overlooks it. Some people don't make tawbah also. Allah just, right now, he's breaking the command of Allah. He's sitting in a place now where there's intermingling. Sometimes there's music on also. But Allah is still feeding him. How is it possible? How is that possible? Sometimes the family is upset. He said, take out your own food today. Take out your own food today. But Allah never told us that. Allah is still giving it. Breaking the command of Allah, sitting in a place now where there's no deen over there, Allah just overlooks it. How say, Kini Rawade? Rabbi, let it go. Let it go. Maybe they'll realize, and they will retract and they will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To continue with our Kitab we've been reading from, evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the curse and the cures. As we mentioned before, this is a plague right now that is hit the ummah. Evil glances, love affairs, the harms of these spiritual diseases and what is the cure for it. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explains this. That in this period of time, our this has become so widespread. Evil glances, we don't regard it to be even a sin anymore. We don't even make tawbah from it. Movies, TV, haram things we are viewing, there's no tawbah from it also. As if now it's halal. With this whole plague also of photography, as some say is permissible. More than 1400 years, the ummah was unanimous that is haram. Now one glitch somewhere, somehow somebody says it's permissible. If permissibility, those that say permissible also, they say T's and C's apply. But who reads the T's and C's? Nobody. For the T's and C's, only when there is necessity. Only when there is necessity. Selfie, is there a necessity? Is there a necessity? That now is full of takabbur and pride. He said, especially in Haramain Sharifain, this is, instead of taking a selfie, there's a place to become selfless. Forget yourself now. You sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you always mention this point just to make some mudhakara. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum said in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember before that they came from a background of drawing. And they were craftsmen. They would craft out their idols also. They were masters in it, making idols. But when they came into the fold of Islam, Baytullah also, they were idols which they had carved out. They had Alatul Uzza also, and Safa and Marwa. All these idols they had. From stone they could do it. From different, from wood, etc. And the drawings also. They were masters at it. And Sahaba Ikram described Rasulullah SAW to such fine detail. How his teeth were, how far apart it was. The angle of his eyes, how he looked. The angle of his nose, the tip of it. Every single thing they described of his. But how come he never came into the heart of any Sahabi? Let me just draw one portrait. Let me just draw one portrait, preserve it for the Ummah. Or at least make one sculpture at least, quietly, and keep it. Even they knew. And definitely you have come in the heart, what a beautiful being, the beloved of Allah. To capture the beauty of his. But no one. But here we want to capture everything now. Capture the holiday, and capture this, and capture that. And every moment I was here, and I was there, and I, and I, and I. You see what happens. That whole I comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes out from the equation. It's only about you. Then the rahmat of Allah is diverted. Then we see the problem starting after that. So that Hakim Sahib Rahimullah says, my first Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that if you light a fire by a green tree, we mentioned this last week, if you light a fire by a green tree, its leaves will be scorched, it will get burnt. Then it is very difficult for the tree to become green once again. Perhaps if you apply fertilizer for a year and water it thoroughly, then only will it recover. So there's a whole effort behind it now. You lit a fire there, you burn that. It was a good fruit-bearing tree. Now, you lit a fire, you burn the tree, you have to treat it now, maybe for a year or so. Similarly, the illumination created by the dhikr of Allah, worship, ibadat, and the company of the Ahlullah is effaced and destroyed by an evil glance. So all these beautiful fruits on the tree and the leaves all got burnt. In the same way, all whatever you had in the heart, this one evil glance. One evil glance or haram glance. This is the cell phone. Something animate. Oh, not even the cell phone also. Went to the wrong place. Not the right time. And a person's one nazar, one glance fell on it. As it says that this illumination of the dhikr of Allah, ibadat of Allah, will be removed immediately. And then Hazrat says that the interior of a person is destroyed. It takes a lot of time to replace all the sweetness of iman and the illumination of dhikr to come back into the heart. It is very difficult to remove the darkness created by evil glances. And Hazrat would say also, Azma Abdul Hamid Sa'adul Barakatuhu, he says, the most lethal poison shaitan uses is evil glance. Just one nazar at a woman, and it comes into the heart, he says, nothing more darker than this. When that haram love, so to say, comes into the heart, that poison, because this is as-sihamul masmoom. This is a poisonous arrow directly from shaitan. So this poison is the most lethal, it kills everything in the heart. A young boy, a young girl gets involved online, whether Facebook, TikTok, or that, what's the other one they have? Instagram, I mean, all these apps, we know it. Once you open that first page, already is haram there. Already haram. I've mentioned many a times also. Like that Mewati sitting in Nizamuddin, reading newspaper. Ilyas Ibrahim asked him, oh Mewati, kya kar rahe ho? Mewati, what are you doing? So in a very jovial way, he said, Hazrat, I'm looking for the truth in all these lies. I'm looking for the truth in all these lies. So in that Instagram also, we're looking for some deen there, but we know where we're going to get caught up, and where we're going to go, and how many hours go past like that. So this one nazar is so lethal, so fatal, that young girl, young boy gets involved. That young girl gets involved, boy tells her, come and meet me. Comes and meet me. Doesn't know the boy really. Her father's house, she stayed there 18 years. 20 years. Has no doubt in her father's protection of her. Full trust in him. I lived here so long. This boy, I don't even know who he is, whether I can trust him or not. But she prepared to leave the trust and the safe haven of her father's home because of this lethal poison for a boy she doesn't even know. Throw away her dunya and her akhirat, even as a young boy. This Hadith says, even for that married man, if his head is not correct also, and now he feels I have to look for number two. He says, when his eyes fall onto something and that poison comes into the heart, Hazrat says, you can try to talk him out of it, try to talk him out of it. Nothing makes sense right now. Nothing makes sense. Why did you look in the first place? If only, Hazrat mentions, you focus your nazar correctly in salah, out of salah you'll walk straight also. Out of salah you'll walk straight, you look straight. That's why salah is a practice. Going for gush is a practice also. When you're going for gush, you say, do chadar dal do. You say, have two chadar, two coverings upon you. Ek ghadde basar, wo zuban par Allah ka dhikr. One is your eyes are down looking for your iman, and on the tongue is the dhikr of Allah. There's practice for you to walk out of gush also. Otherwise, you know, gush we walk differently. And after gush, then it's different. Make istighfar. Now the nazar is up. That's the time to look down now. When I walk normally, yes, I walk as if I'm looking for my iman. I remember there was one talib ilm also, mashallah, was studying at that time. He used to come to Stanger. He's a student of deen. And walking from the shop to home, he used to carry his kitab with him. So I used to see him. When he used to come to the robot, it was red. He used to stand there, open his kitab. He actually opened his kitab by the robot and check the robot. Once it's green, it's closed and then walk. So not distracted by anything else. The eyes has to be, and the heart has to be protected. Then Hazrat says, so remove the darkness created by evil glances. After much repentance, lamenting and protecting the gaze, can the heart be once again enriched with the sweetness of iman. The reason we cannot leave sinning is that we are not using our courage. This himmat. Allah Ta'ala has given us himmat. If that young boy, young girl can elope and run away, or a person can do something haram right now within the home knowing he can get caught. Zakim Sahib would say, rahimahullah, if he has so much of courage to do that, knowing he can get caught, it shows he has double the courage to do the right thing. When he comes to the right thing, he says, then he's a himmat chor. He's a himmat chor. Chor, thief. He's a thief that doesn't use his courage. Now pluck up the courage like a lion, and now fight. Fight the nafs and ask Allah to protect you. Allah can protect. He says, now wake up like a lion and fight the nafs. I won't do it. I won't give in to you. And then make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you save me. The reason we cannot leave sinning is that we are not using our courage. If it was impossible to leave sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not have commanded us to do so. Allah ta'ala gives a command, it means Allah ta'ala gives a command because Allah knows you can do it. Person says, I can't give it up. Smoking can't give it up. And then you come with the fatwas, come with this, it's only makruh, it's only like this, only like that. It's only like this and only like that. But we know it's a bad habit. We know it's a bad habit after all. Whatever it may be, whatever bad habits are there, it can be given up. So Allah has given the command, it shows that we can do it. Giving us this command to leave out sinning is proof that we have the ability to abstain from sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not issue a command that is beyond our ability. So every command of Allah is within our ability. And this, unfortunately, my dear brothers, it is very unfortunate. Sometimes in our tongues also, we use his words. So that family, they were strict, isn't it? They were strict. We are but easy going. Easy going is not deen. There is no easy going in deen. So this is making a strict parada. So what's not easy parada then? There's only one type of parada. But these words have come now, orthodox. We are not so orthodox. There is no such thing as strict deen, or they say it's a heavy morana, heavy mufti, or heavy masla, this is a heavy fatwa. There is only one deen. There is no such thing as now that strict, and we in deen also, but we take it easy. Taking it easy means you break in the command of Allah. Is that taking it easy then? That is not deen then. So this also how we have lied to ourselves, that we in deen, but we're not so heavy. We're still easy. We like to do this. We like to do. That is not deen. That is why we don't make tawbah then. We think now it's still all right. It's okay. They are but strict. There's no strict, there's no orthodox, there's only one deen. The deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he gave us, the deen of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah ta'ala gives a command that is beyond our ability. So Allah will not give a command like that. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not place restriction on anyone except what is within his capacity. So we cannot say, no, we can't do this. This type of parda we can't do. Eating on the floor, we can't do it. But as we mentioned now, eating on the floor, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. When we go picnic, we go to the bush, where we eat. Feet on the floor, it's so relaxing. Eat on the floor, so relaxed. We come home, now back on the table. But to eat on the floor, we go picnic. We have a picnic at home also. Eat on the floor at home. And we're getting a reward for this, we get thawab for this. But the mind, this doesn't click. These are sunnahs, there we are doing it, and here. Person, Hazrat says also, the whole year round, mashallah, he's looking after the family, maintaining the house, did the extension to the house, did the bathroom, and the toilet, and everything. And now come December time, the wife says, now we're tired, now we need a break. What a break means now, this nice house that we did, let's leave it, go stay in the bush. I say, ajeeb. They say, akal kaha mar gaya. Where the brain went and died? He has such a nice house to relax. Can't relax over here. Let's go stay in the bush somewhere. And that will be paying for it. Here we say, go in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Youngsters will come, hey, we can't go toilet here. But are you going in the bush then? But here, say, no, we can't. And we can't do this. Here Allah is paying you. One night in the path of Allah, how many trenches are you from Jahannam? How much reward Allah is prepared to give you? How many stages Allah will raise you? You're a special guest of Allah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding. In actual fact, we are supporting our nafs. In today's language, we say that we are doing the nafs a favor. That is why we are overtaken in the fever of sins. We can feel the fever right now. Somebody say, you're not coming there. Why are you not coming? What happened? No, my father won't allow us. Hey, your father is very strict. Your father is very strict. Hazrat says, the whole year, the places we don't go. Now, we say, hagas and the connections came from this place and that place. And even though they know the outlets better than us also. They know also where this is happening, where that is happening. Now, we feel the pressure, the fever starts. Hey, but they're going. Why we can't go? Why we can't go? They're going also. All the fever will start. All the fever. Ulsa says, all the fever of sins. Whereas the nafs is our greatest enemy. The one who announced its enmity. The one who announced its enmity is none than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where we are warned in different ahadith and different Quranic ayat. Inna shaytan lakum aduun. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. The shaytan is your open enemy. Take him to be your enemy. Father says, now imagine what is the poison you regard to be the medication. What is the poison you regard to be the medication? Where is the haram taking place, you regard that to be entertainment. Inna lillahi. You say, what has happened to your brain? What has happened to your mind? قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا Others says, I advise you to one thing only. Continue with the ayat, ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. They make tafakkur, think. Think, where you going, what you doing. Take one advice at least, apply your mind. Is it the right place to go? Are the effects good? Will he make us happy? How happy? Will he make Allah upset? Will he make Allah naraz? Do I have to go there? If I don't go, they say, what is the phobia people have? What they call it? FOMO. FOMO, phobia. Fear of missing out. The fear of missing out. That I have to be there. I have to be there. We mean Darul Uloom also, we had an award in the year. Mablami Sahib used to have there an award for outstanding. Outstanding performance in class. So one student, most of the time wasn't in class. Say, this year I'm taking the award. Asking for what? Say, for standing out. Not for outstanding, for standing out. Most of the time standing out of the class. Here we have the fear of missing out. That how come we're not there? We should feel missing out, my dear brothers. When the jamaats come back, they give kar guzari. Ya Allah, what effort they did. How many mulaqas, how many people turned to Islam? Where we started Jummah namaz? Ya Allah, what effort they made. I should feel I'm missing out from that. How come I'm sitting at home and they're moving in the path of Allah? The heart should cry. Like Sahaba-i-Karam. Sahaba-i-Karam, 10 para the last page. Was that ayat? تَوَلَّوْ وَأَعْيُنْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا Sahaba-i-Karam, they couldn't go into shkil, they were crying. Tears were flowing. Quran speaks about it. We don't have the means to go. Today, ulama say, when the jama'at didn't come meet me, they say, I got saved. I got saved. Sahaba Ikram said they went to depression. How we miss the tashkil? Today we get happy. Jamaat is gone. I can relax. Inna lillah. Oh, deen has gone upside down. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah. What happens? Refine. Short zikr and dua, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله give us in your rahmat and mercies O my Allah يا الله give us enjoyment in deen O my كريم رحيم الله make us true men O my Allah make us true ummatis O my Allah make us true slaves of yours O my كريم رحيم الله O my Allah keep the ummat safe O my Allah Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, protect the ummah, feed the ummah, clothe the ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us pain for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us Sufi to be, Ya Allah, true ummati, to be real fathers and true husbands, O my Allah. How many of our brothers haven't gone out, Ya Allah? Give them sabr. Give them, Ya Allah, give them the patience, Ya Allah, to make khidmat of the families at home, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. And those that have gone out, O my Allah, keep them safe with afiyat, with taqwa, with iman, and all of us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our homes big enough for us, Ya Allah, to enjoy ourselves within our homes in your ibadat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our dunya, make our akhirat, give us barakat of deen, dunya, and akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin. الحمد لله رب العالمين